Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And on this holiday weekend, we're saying goodbye to someone who was pretty hard to categorize.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
Eartha Kitt passed away yesterday at age 81. Listen to that. Her mother was part African-American and part Cherokee, she used to say. Her father, Dutch and German. She grew up on a cotton plantation in South Carolina, was born in 1927. In her 20s, she became a singer, using her unusual yet alluring voice. Sang all kinds of songs in all kinds of styles. Was a dancer, an actress, a writer. She wrote 3 books, won Emmys and 2 Tony Awards for her work on Broadway in Timbuktu and The Wild Party. In 1950, she collaborated with another eccentric genius polymath, Orson Welles, on stage and romantically. He called her the most exciting woman in the world. In 1953, her surprise hit, Santa Baby, made her a familiar voice to almost anyone with a record player in the 50s and 60s. And my kids today are constantly playing Santa Baby.
I don't know if it means more than any others, but that's the song that I'm identified, I think, with more probably than any others, particularly here in America, because you can hear that song everywhere you go around Christmas time.
And you're going to be hearing Santa Baby a lot more this weekend in all the remembrances. And also this, I think.
It was wonderful, and I loved it. I wish they had asked me to do the movies.
You had an interest in doing them, I would bet.
I would have done the movies, no matter how trashy the movies are.
Eartha Kitt was brought in as a replacement to be Catwoman in the Batman show, and of course she made it, like every other role she ever played, her very own. Eartha Kitt, you see, could handle any style. That 1983 hit was her only gold record, and she was pretty candid about how Eartha Kitt created the sultry, androgynous, tough-as-nails woman singer persona, and that people like Madonna are just imitators.
I wish the hell I was making the kind of money they make by imitating Eartha Kitt, but what the hell? Business is business, and they do what they do. And
so we thought we'd leave you with 2 songs of Eartha Kitt that showcase her classic voice and jazz intensity. An intensity that speaks from another age.
While tearing off a game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy. But when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to daddy. If I invite...
Oh, that's the best. That vibrato. I mean, you saw her on stage, right?
I have, and she was just a force of nature. Yeah. Such a tiny woman, an electric presence. She was just a consummate professional.
Played the Carlisle here in New York. But my favorite Eartha Kitt song is this one.
Love is a simple thing. Love is a silver ring. More fun than a puppet show. Bright as a scarlet bow. Love is the thunder and rain. Is a pink balloon, sad as an old buffoon, wild as a storm at sea. Love is sheer insanity. Love is a touch of spring, and it gives you a sudden grace. Love is a special face. Love is a simple thing.
Love may be a simple thing, but not Eartha Kitt. She gave us 81 years and died yesterday on Christmas Day.
Comme un beau diamant, comme la neige qui tombe doucement.